from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Happy to welcome you back to the Hurricane Hotline. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrow joins us in just a little bit. Trevor is our producer tonight. Trevor Harris, our producer. We thank Trevor for his great work. And tomorrow night, hockey begins for the Florida Panthers. You'll hear that here on QAM. Meanwhile, we're talking Hurricanes football right now, talking about the roster. Canes passing game. Don, we were talking about their run game. You got Xavier Restrepo coming back. Horton had himself a nice spring. Jacoby George had a very good season last year with 57 receptions. If he can contain his temper, Nye Carr comes in. JoJo Trader looked really smooth. Ray Joseph got some opportunities last season, as did Robbie Washington. But then the Hurricanes went out into the transfer portal and picked up a kid from Houston who could be an explosive wide receiver for them in Sam Brown.
Yeah, I watched some tape on Sam Brown, Joe, and he's a bigger, faster version of Colby Young. I mean, he's just, and what I like about him is that he fights for the football. He is a guy that feels that every time it's a 50-50 ball, it's his ball, and he's determined to make the catch. I think you've got more speed than with Sam than you have with Colby. The good news is, which I really haven't heard many people talk about, is that he's already been in the offense. You know, you didn't have him in the spring, but he was at Houston. He had this same offense, so he's going to walk in, and the terminology is going to be very, very familiar to him. The route tree is going to be very familiar. The entire offense that Shannon Dawson ran at Houston, he brought with him here to Miami, and you had Sam Brown in that for a full year and put up numbers. So I think he's a great addition. You know, as Coach Cristobal always says, his job is to continue to procure more talent. And, you know, the other portion, if we're talking the receiving game, is the tight end position. I look for that position. Last year, they did a great job for Miami helping in the run game, but produced very few numbers as far as receptions, touchdowns, and yards. In the pass game, I think that totally flips this year. You may see some numbers on guys. dwindle a little bit, but it's not because they're not going to be throwing it. They're just going to be throwing it to a big target at the tight end.
Yeah, and Elijah Lofton comes in. We saw he had a great spring. Number one player from Las Vegas had himself a really superb spring. Also showed up in the backfield. Hurricanes averaged 258 yards a game through the air last season. Cam Ward, when he was at Washington State now, his pass-to-run ratio was, I think, greater than what Miami's target has been. So that'll be interesting to see how that breaks down. He threw the ball about 60% of the time.
Yeah, he's happy throwing the football around, Joe. But, you know, I get the feeling from everything I've seen from him is that he's not here for numbers. He's not here to pad the stat sheet. He's not here to make his statistics look better. He's here to win football games and compete for a championship. I really believe that that's why he's here. You watch the way that he manages this football team. He manages the room. He manages the field. It's not about him. It's about him encouraging and challenging the defense and him doing the same thing on the offense. So I think they got a great opportunity with Cam, and the way that he's approached it is the team. This is his team. He wants to be here. He's come in and he's providing the leadership, but he's doing it in a way where it's inclusive of everybody. And he wants to win the game, whether it's by 1 point or 100 points. That's what he wants.
Last year, maybe Lance Guidry did not get enough credit. I don't know. Hurricanes defense gave up 321 yards a game, just over 100 yards a game on the ground, 216 through the air, sacked the quarterback 35 times. In the last week or two, they added Jalen Alderman, Simeon Barrow, Alderman, a linebacker, Barrow, a defensive tackle. We'll get to all the other guys that added defensively. But my bigger question is, I've been thinking about this. Lance Guidry is a little bit of a mad scientist. And, you know, people want your defense. They go, oh, we need to know, is it a 4-3? Is it a 3-4? I got a feeling he's got a lot of interchangeable parts. What's it going to look like? It looks like to me he's got this like amoeba defense.
Well, the thing is that he proved to me that he was worth his weight in gold last year is that, I don't know if it was a third or fourth game, your memory's better than mine on stuff like that, but because of injury, he came in and, you know, he was a 4-2 defense and four down linemen, and they lose Mezador and they've got injuries and they lose Nigel E. Kelly and they lose all these guys. And all of a sudden they got to play the rest of the year with three down linemen. And they were productive. As you mentioned, they had a bunch of sacks and they were very, very aggressive, and he adjusts. And I think that, you know, that comes from being at McNeese. That comes from having to play, be a high school coach. That comes from having to be able to make things happen at Marshall when you may not have had the talent that your opponent had. It forces creativity, and he brought that with him. But I think he's got the good news about him. I have confidence in him that Lance Guidry's going to have an answer for you. Now, does the personnel allow you to execute that? Not all the time, but he certainly will have an answer.
Well, he's going to part of that key, I think, on the defensive line is Mezador, because, you know, he gives you that flexibility of being able to play inside and outside. We know what Bain can do. They brought in C.J. Clark and Marley Cook. Those guys, I guess, in run situations, you count on them to be anchors at the defensive tackle position. But again, I think in a lot of these down and distances, you're going to have a lot of interchangeable parts.
Yeah, you are. And, you know, I was looking at something, and the Michigan State transfer, right?
Simeon Barrow, yeah.
Yeah, that I think it was mandatory to find him and get him in place. He's going to give you a guy who doesn't have real good numbers, I mean, off the chart numbers as far as his sacks go, but he's going to give you an anchor point against the run. And that's going to help Bain. That's going to help Mesidor. That's going to help the guys on the outside as much as anything. And I think that's going to be imperative. They have to build up depth there because, you know, I think the pass rush this year, especially in the first month of the season, has got to bring Miami home because that entire secondary is brand new. And if you cannot leave those guys, no matter what their star ranking was, no matter where they came from in the portal, that group reminds me a lot of an offensive line where communication is imperative. Playing together, the more reps you have together, allows you to play better at that spot with increased conversation going on amongst each other. So the front is going to have to help the back, especially the first part of the season.
Yeah. Well, they brought in Deonte Hill, but he's a corner. And really, I think what has gone overlooked maybe a little bit. And when they line up against the Gators, you're going to have two new safeties out there. And that is to your point, that is your last line of defense. And so that's going to be, I think, a big emphasis in the summer. Who are those guys going to be protecting your last line of defense? And last time Miami played Florida, we saw, you know, the difference in the game really was a couple of big plays by the Gators. Tony had a big play on him, and late in the game, the Gators hit Miami with a deep 60-yard or 70-yard pass. So those first games can be a little bit choppy. That deep safety position, I think, is going to be a bit of a puzzle.
Yeah, they've got to get that solidified early and let that group work together as much as they can while still competing. But, you know, to your point about Florida, most Hurricane fans are not in tune with the talent level at Florida like they were in years past. But, you know, in years past, it was an annual game, Miami versus Florida, Miami, Florida State, you know, the battle for the state championship. Well, that ended years ago. So you kind of, you know, they're not in your conference. There's very little crossover game. The Gators don't play anybody really from the ACC unless it happens to be a bowl game. So you don't get a chance to watch them, but you can book it. They got talent. They're going to have speed. They're going to have size. They're going to have talent. They're a Southeastern Conference team. And they are. And if you and I are talking about this at the end of May on where Miami appears on paper to be susceptible today, don't you think University of Florida is saying that too?
Yeah.
That's, you know, believe me, it's getting ready to go into summertime and breaks and all of this stuff. But every university in the country is working on personnel and game plans and attacks at this very moment. So, you know, until it's proven otherwise, I think that the secondary of Miami is something that everybody's going to have their eyes on.
I did not want to let this show go by without mentioning the passing of the great Jim Otto. The long line of great centers at the University of Miami. You're a part of that fraternity. But Jim Otto, when the man upstairs built a football player and he started carving a football player, he carved out Jim Otto. 00, played for the Oakland Raiders. You and I, I'm sure you met him many times being a former center, but we had him at some of our functions and world-class human being passed away, the great Jim Otto of the University of Miami and the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, Joe, he was, it was always special. And, you know, in the last 20 years, he hasn't been around campus much, but whenever he was there and we had an opportunity to spend time with him, he was a special guy. And I've never heard anybody say one negative thing about Mr. Raider. I really, not one, ever, not nothing, zero. And he represented the University of Miami. Well, he certainly was probably the classiest act to ever represent the Raiders. And of course, is just an NFL icon for years. And while we're not forgetting anything, we all should, I would sing for you, Joe, but we all should wish you a happy belated birthday. You got caught in between shows here, but we don't want to let everybody know that you did have a birthday. And if they want to send gifts, you can give out your P.O. box, Joe. But but we want to wish you a happy birthday as well.
I tried to skip it this year, but unfortunately, I did not. At any rate.
They just get here quicker.
Yeah, this is true. All right, well, next week we'll have our final show of this year. We'll take a summer break, and then we'll be back in August. By that time, we'll be training camp will be underway, and we'll be able to talk about everybody that's on the roster. I think we'll still have a few more tweaks to the roster. Summer recruiting is going on for Coach Cristobal, so a lot of different stuff happening there. We'll talk next week.
Okay, Joseph, again, happy birthday and thanks.
All right, that's Don Bailey Jr. We'll continue on the show. Josh Darrow coming up. Josh Darrow coming up with Tricia Cullop. That's next here on the Hurricane Hotline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.